I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality, or lack thereof, can only take a movie so far. And without a potent marketing campaign, even the best film will struggle to make a dent with audiences. And so it's little surprise that studios will often resort to unconventional, attention-grabbing techniques to get eyes on their movies. Resorting to blatant publicity stunts, shameless mudslinging at other movies, and getting dementedly creative simply to light up social media chatter. With more movies than ever being released every single year, capturing a slice of the audience mindshare has never been more difficult. And so it follows that studios have had to let their freak flag fly in order to stand out in a sea of movies competing for the same piece of the pie. I'm Gareth from WhatCulture.com, and here are the 10 most ridiculous movie marketing campaigns. Number 10, newspaper machines with audio devices, which were mistaken for bombs. Mission Impossible 3. Perhaps the single best-known aspect of the Mission Impossible franchise, apart from Tom Cruise running, that is the classic "this message will self-destruct" shtick, which Paramount ambitiously, if foolishly, leaned into with a marketing stunt for the third film. Paramount commissioned marketing firm Allied Advertising to fit 4,500 LA newspaper vending machines with devices which would play the series' distinctive theme tune whenever somebody opened the machine to collect a newspaper. Unfortunately, in a number of locations, people understandably mistook the device for bombs, resulting in one machine being blown up by the bomb squad. Elsewhere, a Veterans Affairs medical center had to be evacuated for 90 minutes after someone called in a bomb scare for a nearby vending machine. Ultimately, the US Attorney's Office planned to sue Paramount, Allied Advertising, and the Los Angeles Times for conspiring to pull off the stunt, though the matter was eventually settled out of court for $75,000. Regardless of the botched stunt, Mission Impossible 3 grossed a respectable $398.5 million worldwide. Number 9, only in cinemas during a global health crisis. Tenet. The film industry is trying to survive in unprecedented times right now, as we all are in honesty. And while the overwhelming majority of the year's remaining releases were either pushed into 2021 or released on VOD, Christopher Nolan's new tentpole Tenet held firm, leading the theatrical charge. Hailed before its release as the film primed to save cinema, Tenet's aggressive marketing campaign saw Warner Brothers insisting on posters and trailers that the film was only in theaters, a tactic which some criticized as tasteless in the middle of a global health crisis. After all, encouraging people to head out and see the only event film in cinemas, especially in the US, which has responded particularly poorly to the health crisis, is arguably irresponsible at best, if not downright reckless. However, Nolan and Warner Brothers' steadfast commitment rather backfired, given the film's poor commercial showing in North America, not only making Tenet a box office bomb, but effectively scaring every other major blockbuster film out of 2020 entirely. Yikes. Number 8, Chucky kills the competition. Child's Play. Last year's Child's Play remake wasn't all that memorable, but the marketing campaign for it sure was. Child's Play was set to release on June 21st, 2019, the very same day as Toy Story 4. And so the movie's marketing team released a series of posters showing Chucky violently murdering the beloved characters from Pixar's iconic animated franchise. Some of the more discomforting deaths include Rex being burned with a lighter, Ham getting smashed with a hammer, Buzz being shot with a laser gun, and perhaps worst of all, Slinky getting roasted on an open fire because a hot dog, get it? However, a Photoshop-savvy Toy Story fan fought back, mocking up their own impressively gnarly poster depicting the toys getting revenge on Chucky. As much as these posters are clearly parody, Disney is notoriously protective of their IP, so it's pretty impressive that United Artists managed to get away with this. Number 7, releasing a teaser trailer without a title. Cloverfield. The marketing for the original Cloverfield was nothing short of mwah, genius, bathed in a fiercely guarded sense of mystery as it was. The first teaser trailer for the monster movie was released in front of Transformers in the summer of 2007, showing the Statue of Liberty's head being thrown into the New York streets by an unknown entity. The teaser provided no additional context, only noting that the film was produced by mystery merchant J.J. Abrams and would be releasing on January 18, 2008. It was totally unheard of for a movie to try and sell itself without a title. Yet almost immediately after Transformers came out, moviegoers became obsessed with trying to figure out the teaser's secrets. Cloverfield's entire viral marketing campaign, complete with an absurdly comprehensive alternate reality game, was extremely successful in drumming up excitement for the film. Over 4 months passed before a second teaser was released in front of Beowulf, which finally confirmed the title to be Cloverfield, and that it was an original monster movie IP. Largely thanks to its incredible, wildly original marketing, and the fact it's a damn good movie too, Cloverfield was a significant critical and commercial success. Number 6, literally pretending the cast is dead, The Blair Witch Project. Viral movie marketing as we know it basically wouldn't exist without the Blair Witch Project, which offered up one of the most creative and controversial campaigns in cinema history. Basically, Artisan Entertainment commissioned a marketing firm to create an incredibly convincing online paper trail, complete with false news reports and staged interviews, suggesting that the film's three young leads were actually missing for real, and that the found footage film was entirely authentic. The IMD pages for actors Heather Donahue, Michael C. Williams, and Joshua Leonard even listed them as missing or presumed dead for a year, while the trio were also instructed to avoid making major public appearances during the film's release. Though it might seem a tad silly today that such an obvious ruse could fool anyone, 1999 was a very different time, long before audiences en masse were savvy to viral marketing tricks. It was nothing short of a creative masterstroke, and doubtless helped the film become a must-see event, leading it to gross $248.6 million worldwide against a mere $500,000 budget. Number 5, paying a student $1,800 to reenact the movie's plot. I love you, Beth Cooper. Don't feel bad if you haven't heard of this 2009 romantic comedy, nor the woefully misguided marketing ploy Fox cooked up to try and promote the film among graduating teenagers. The film's plot revolves around a high school valedictorian, Dennis Kuverman, who uses his graduation speech to declare his love for his longtime crush, Beth Cooper. Fox figured the best way to sell the movie to this age group was to pay a real Los Angeles valedictorian, Kenya Mejia, $1,800 to reenact the scene by professing her love for a fellow student while name-dropping the movie. The speech was recorded by the marketing firm in intentionally low quality to make it seem more convincingly real when it was posted online. But alas, the video failed to gain traction online, and more than 11 years later has still only amassed around 35,000 views. That ain't good. Beyond this, the film itself was both a critical and commercial dud, failing to recoup even its modest $18 million budget. Number 4, parodying A Handmaid's Tale, The Emoji Movie. It is fitting that a movie as sublimely terrible as The Emoji Movie would have an equally awful marketing campaign. But to their dubious credit, Sony went all out to ensure audiences of all persuasions at least knew about the film. If having star T.J. Miller parasail into the 2017 Cannes Film Festival wasn't insane enough, Sony invoked the ire of the internet when they later made a parody poster for the film in the vein of the TV show The Handmaid's Tale. Many expressed dismay at Sony willingly linking their family-friendly animated film to an incredibly serious TV show with themes of rape and misogyny. Beyond that, observers also questioned what sort of crossover audience Sony really envisioned between the two IP. Amid the backlash, Sony quickly deleted the poster, though of course it lives on in infamy regardless. Yet despite the overwhelming dislike for both the marketing and the movie itself, the Emoji Movie still cleared $217.8 million worldwide against a $50 million budget. Number 3, the telekinetic coffee shop prank, Carrie. Horror movies are always ripe for a viral marketing campaign, and one of the more hilariously weird efforts in recent times was for Sony's rather mediocre 2013 Carrie remake. This viral video saw a coffee shop rigged up for a prank on unsuspecting customers, in which a woman would appear to use telekinetic abilities against a man who spilled her coffee, throwing him against the wall, moving chairs, and knocking books off the shelves with only her mind. It's an extremely entertaining video, to be fair, and one which racked up almost 1 million views on the very same day it dropped. To date, the video has more than 70 million views, which is decidedly more than the movie itself, which pulled in a modest $85 million at the box office. Though Carrie 2013 has long been forgotten, this prank continues to live on as a YouTube fave. Number 2, Deadpool trolls everyone and everything. Deadpool. How many movie marketing campaigns do you know that even have their own Wikipedia page? That's how extensively the Merc with a Mouth took over the internet in the months leading up to Deadpool's release, with Fox allowing Ryan Reynolds to have intimate input on how the film was sold around the world, appearing in most of the bespoke viral content himself. Though the campaign as a whole was full of the expected R-rated Deadpool snark, it confounded expectations for how blockbuster movies are promoted in a number of ways, from making a testicular cancer PSA, to having Deadpool hang out with Manchester United and Betty White, murdering Mario Lopez, and even erecting billboards which promoted it in the style of a romantic comedy. Due to the film releasing just before Valentine's Day, Reynolds and co. ensured to cover every possible aspect of the customer base. With its irreverent, self-aware tone, Deadpool's marketing was a perfect primer for the movie itself, and is widely credited with propelling it to such unexpected box office glory, grossing a staggering $782.6 million worldwide against a mere $58 million budget. Number 1, calling critics trolls behind a keyboard, Gotti. John Travolta's gangster biopic Gotti opted for the bold marketing strategy of basically insulting anybody who dared criticize it. After the film scooped an impressively awful 0% tomato meter score, studio MoviePass Ventures began to air ads jokingly declaring that the critics put out the hit, while also insisting that audiences loved the movie and the critics were trolls behind a keyboard. MoviePass was also accused of creating false accounts to raise the movie's audience score on Rotten Tomatoes, which was suspiciously high compared to its critical consensus. Despite boldly engaging with incensed critics, the plan backfired spectacularly, as Gotti barely recouped half of its $10 million budget, while also later receiving 6 Razzie nominations, including Worst Picture, Worst Director, and Worst Actor for Travolta. At least they tried though, right?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.